online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
Get the latest news for Kent now at 1 o'clock. Here's Josh Coop.
And our top story this lunchtime, a Royal Marine who shot and injured a Taliban fighter in Afghanistan has had his murder conviction reduced to manslaughter. Five judges agreed that Sergeant Alexander Blackman had a recognised mental illness at the time. His wife Claire's been speaking outside court.
This is a crucial decision and one that much better reflects the circumstances that my husband found himself in during that terrible tour of Afghanistan. We must now wait for the sentencing hearing and hope to secure a significant reduction in Al's sentence.
Elsewhere, leaked emails suggest Conservative MPs are being made to take the blame in a dispute about election expenses. 24 of them, including South Thanet's Craig McKinley, are being investigated for overspending at the last general election. The party's HQ is accused of blaming politicians for mistakes in how its costs were logged. A week after his first budget as Chancellor, and Philip Hammond has announced the government won't be going ahead with that increase in national insurance for people who are self-employed. He's written a letter today saying the rise, which would have affected roughly 2.5 million people, goes against a Conservative manifesto promise. A man whose body was found after a fire at a car park in Tunbridge Wells has been described as a kind and generous person. Josie's been following this story for us. She has the latest.
43-year-old Giles Metcalf was found dead after a fire at the multi-story in Vale Road last Tuesday. In a statement today, his family said they were shocked and devastated at the circumstances surrounding his death. Two men have been arrested and charged with his murder. Police still want to hear from anyone with information.
CCTV has been released of a man accused of sending explicit letters to a house near Maidstone. A woman in her 60s has told police she's found several anonymous notes outside her property in Ditton. Officers have been carrying out house-to-house inquiries. You can read more about this story and see that CCTV at kentonline.co.uk. Police are searching for a man dressed all in black who tried to break into a shop in Hythe. Officers reckon he tried to smash his way into the store on the High Street on Monday morning. Nothing was taken. He then ran off down an alleyway and onto Dental Street.
KM FM News.
The latest unemployment stats are out today and it's been revealed there's now more people in Kent out of work. The figures show just over 16,000 people were claiming jobless benefits here in February. That's up around 680 on the previous month. Damien Hines is the government's employment minister. He tells KM FM some sectors have seen a big increase in employment though.
Overall, the jobs growth we have seen has been pretty broadly based through the country. We've seen good growth in infrastructure, in construction, in science and technology and in health.
A motorcyclist who died in a crash in Manston at the weekend has been described as a hard-working family man. Artis Butkus is thought to have been travelling on the wrong side of Spitfire Way when he hit a car on Sunday morning. The 37-year-old local man leaves behind a wife and two young children. Police still want to hear from anyone who saw it happen. 6 years since the conflict started in Syria today, and there are calls for the Prime Minister to come up with a plan to end it. Nicole Scherzinger, Sam Smith and Jude Law all appear in a new video, which wants help for children who've been affected. Among Kent Town's going to be getting its very own version of Monopoly. Yep, that's right. Very soon, you'll be able to buy up properties and businesses in Tunbridge Wells. Robert Osborne's been producing it.
We want to hear what everyone wants to see, so suggestions for locations on the board, but also community chest cards and chance cards. We want to hear the fun and everything that people can bring to it in terms of personality.
It should be in shops by October.
KM FM Sport with passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops. Sale now on.
Starting with football, and the Gillingham boss has admitted the opposition were the much better side as they were thrashed at Priestfield last night. It ended 4-0 to promotion chasing Bolton, leaving the Gills 16th in League One. Here's boss Aidy Pennock.
Going in 3-0 down at half-time was not great, but I'm not going to have a go at the players. I thought my players have been fantastic for me. So this is a game we've just got to put it under the carpet, move on and look forward to Saturday.
Looking ahead to tonight, and Man City will be hoping to follow Leicester's lead in qualifying for the quarterfinals of the Champions League. They take on Monaco and are already ahead 5-3 after the first leg. And Kent skier Millie Knight is suffering from concussion after falling during a race at a test event in South Korea ahead of next year's Paralympics. She crashed at the finish line and has been told she can't take part in the the rest of the competition. The 18-year-old, who's visually impaired, has already won two silver medals with her guide, Brett Wild.
Thank you, Nicola. That's the latest. Next update at 2.
KMFM weather.
So, feeling pretty warm with lots of sunshine around this afternoon. Highs of 15 in Chatham and Folkestone.
Weather.
With Home Plus. For all beds and mattresses, everyone shops at Home Plus.